This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You think power companies in this country have it rough? Think for just a second about the challenge of delivering electricity to 1.3 billion people. That's part of why China has built more than 20,000 dams on rivers all over that country. Hydropower is obviously the word you're looking for here. There is, however, and against all odds, one single remaining free-flowing river in China without any dams on it at all. It's called the Nujiang, and it runs for hundreds of miles along China's mountainous border with Burma. There are, though, plans to build a series of dams along the Nujiang now, affecting millions of people on both sides of that border. So, as part of our series on China's frontier towns, our China correspondent Rob Schmitz goes up the river.
In the mountains along China's border with Burma lives a man named Aloa.
Aloa, that's it. No last name. Tibetans usually go by just one name.
Aloa's tall, stone-faced, and his head is topped with a cowboy hat. He grew up herding sheep here, along a tributary of the New River. But then, one day, a group of rich outsiders arrived to his village, looking to invest.
They were from Fujian, Guangzhou, and there were a few overseas Chinese from Canada and Italy.
They built a dam, sold the electricity, and flooded his village. Aloa sold his sheep and moved away. Aloa now lives along the banks of the New, the last remaining river in China without a dam. But there's a plan to build 13 dams along this river. Villages have already been moved to make way. If the dams are built, China's last free-flowing river will turn into a series of cascading lakes.
This river is vital. China must leave our last free-flowing river for future generations.
Wang Yongchen is founder of Beijing-based Green Earth Volunteers.
If we lose the New River, we won't be able to have a single reference for comparison between what is natural and what isn't.
Her organization has fought for a decade to keep the New River the way it is. But in GDP-obsessed China, Wang admits it's been difficult. She recites a popular Chinese saying born from recent years of the country's surging investment-led infrastructure growth. It goes, grass high-rise, silver road, golden bridge, diamond dam. Fan Xiao, a retired government geologist, says thousands of dams are being built on China's rivers, earning diamonds worth of profits for the rich and powerful.
A local government sets up an investment company, attracts investors, approves and builds its own projects with developers. All of them make enormous profits. They claim this helps alleviate poverty, but it only causes common people more problems.
Since the birth of communist China, 24 million people have been forced to relocate for 86,000 dams. What's worse, says Fan, is many of these dams aren't even generating electricity. By his count, 8% of the electricity generated by dams in his home province of Sichuan goes to waste.
We call this water abandonment, and in China, it's severe. Dozens of large-scale dams are losing money.
And this could be the reason why dams on the New River are on hold. Green Earth's Wang Yongchen claims the local government is about to scrap plans to dam the river, but local officials contacted by Marketplace deny this. Downstream in Burma, where the river is called the Salween, it may not matter. Chinese companies plan to build 6 dams on that portion of the river anyway. Upstream in China, the Tibetan man Aloa says years after his village was submerged by a dam built by rich outsiders, he happened to see one of them on a bus ride along the New River.
He kept bragging to everyone that he was an overseas Chinese who had made it rich. He said, "I came back to invest, to help my homeland."
After listening to this guy for half an hour, Aloa couldn't stand it any longer.
I stood up and yelled at him, "If you like China so much, why'd you leave? You only came back here to make money for yourself. How are you helping us?"
The scared investor stepped off the bus, left behind beside the last free-flowing river of his homeland. In the New River Valley along the border of Burma, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.